619, we have emergency triple team traffic, and back to you, Andy.
Westbound 80 is completely blocked right now. It looks like what they're going to do is not keep people on the main flow over the Lambs Canyon exit. Just guessing based on what I can see in the traffic cams here. They're forcing everybody off at the Lambs Canyon exit, and then they're letting them come back on the on-ramp, and then you got to drive on the shoulder past the semi, but that's a little bit easier and a little bit more controllable than trying to force everybody over to the shoulder from the three main lanes. So they're going to do that prior to the exit, and then they'll let you get back on, but you still only have that very narrow shoulder to pass the rolled semi. Still recommending the long alternate route from Park City down into Utah County. Might be better than trying to go westbound on I-80 and try to get past this closure. Eric?
Andy, we've got more fender benders and slip and slides going on in the Salt Lake Valley on I-80 eastbound, both at 1300 East and at 700 East. Not seeing any major delays, but you are seeing some eastbound slowing on the 201 Highway. That's through West Valley City between 5600 West and Bangor Highway, and that's because of wet roads. And you have a southbound accident now on I-15. This is at 5300 South in Murray. Heather?
We've got a crash northbound I-15 at Layton Parkway. A couple of cars involved. They both spun around and now facing the wrong direction there. Southbound I-15, you're filling in, getting very heavy right now between the Clearfield area all the way into downtown Salt Lake, with very heavy rainstorms hitting Layton right now. And Utah County, pretty quiet, although you also have rain and creating wet roads. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotion, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.